Send a movie idea.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules here are simple. We can discuss as many movie ideas as we like, submitted by you, the listener, but only one of them can be taken through to the next stage, where it will be used as entertainment for the 5 million members of the public currently stuck in airports around the UK. I'm Joel, a man who puts the bulk into bulkhead, and across from me is John Harris, a man who recently became the model for those varicose vein socks that older people wear when they fly. It's a big gig, John.
Huge.
Well done, man.
Am I, when you say the model, am I just a foot model or am I like on TV during Countdown saying like...
Yeah, I think you're on TV during Countdown. I think you'll do it. You've got a slot on QVC where they mock up a plane seat that you get to model the socks in.
You really know that a piece of TV on daytime TV is not designed for your consumption when all the adverts are for like meal kits, like farm goods meal kits and stairlifts.
Is Meals on Wheels still a going concern? And obviously... Michael Parkinson, RIP, just shifting that company that gives you a free pen.
Yeah, I don't know what that, I was thinking about that.
Sun Life?
That's because I was thinking.
Sun Pat Peanut Butter.
I was thinking that is one of them, but I couldn't remember the brand, but I could remember the pen. So I'm glad that we're in the same boat.
Free pen. I wonder how many pens they produced. So that's good stuff. Varicose veins, definitely slap bang in the middle of that market, I reckon.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I've ever actually seen them in action on a plane. I'm very, very, very anti socks in public.
Oh,
I don't
right.
really
Shipping
like when people do
socks.
It in a cinema. I don't really like when people do it on trains. But I'm not sure how I feel about it in a plane above international waters. I don't think I've ever done it, but I'm not as opposed. My only... What upsets me, John?
Go on.
People in their plane seats for 12 hours, they kick off their shoes, right? I'm not going to argue with that. But those people walk to the toilet
in their
socks,
bare feet.
And they're sharing a plane with 300, it could be 300 of the most disgusting people in the world. You don't know. They might have the worst toilet habits around. And you're just toddling on down in your socks.
Do you think...
It's gross.
So you're saying those people, they should in their hand luggage bring like sliders, like flip-flops?
No, they should go barefoot and bring some wet wipes and just clean their feet in the aisle after they've been to the bathroom.
This is good stuff. This is what you came here for, listener.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for enjoying that. I don't know if I told... I've already told plain poo stories before. Here's a film idea from Nathan. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. The pair start an advertising company. Pretty good. I feel like a lot of people that work in those kind of agencies have a real Bill and Ted sort of sensibility about them these days. Am I right?
Yeah, I think so.
Similar outfits. Similar commitment
clothes.
To not really doing much work.
Yeah, I used to... You know, I've worked in media and I've worked on sort of commercial side of things. And there was a guy who just... In my team who...
time traveled.
Collected, yeah. He collected secondhand band t-shirts. Like that's all he wore all day, every day was secondhand band t-shirts. That's a bit of a Bill and Ted energy.
That's...
Wouldn't buy them new. He'd buy them, make someone else wear them, and then buy them off them later.
Why would that... Is that all he wore?
Well, no, he wore trousers and stuff, but...
Secondhand band trousers. never really seen a pair of trousers at a merch stand.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen trousers. I've seen like a jacket at a push.
Tour dates printed on the arse.
I don't hate it.
It's quite
it.
Good. Well, I think it's quite good.
Dream Factory Live, we will have trousers. Dream Factory trousers.
Dream Factory trousers. That's a good idea. Your face on the left pocket, my face on the right pocket. I'm into it. I think it's a good idea.
I love it.
I wonder if there's a way that we could manipulate it so that it looks like we're talking as someone walks. That's good.
They would
stuff.
Have to be very tight on the butt cheeks, and the person wearing them would have to be quite generous of butt cheek, if that makes sense. It's a phrase.
They'd have to be generous of butt cheek. That's right. That's right. So get in touch. If you want to model some prototypes of the Dream Factory trousers that we're going to mock up, remember, as John says, you need to be generous of butt cheek. I'm not sure those sort of modeling calls are okay anymore, John. You're speaking like a man from a different era here. Model required, must be generous of butt cheek.
Oh God, don't get me cancelled.
Okay.
I can imagine Bill and Ted sort of, they're with Coca-Cola, right? They're the new sort of advertising people for Coca-Cola, and it's been an absolute cacophony the whole way through. But at mm-hmm. the end, they're there to make the presentation. They've got nothing prepared. And it's the 80s, crucially. And they do just come up with a slogan like, Coca-Cola, tastes nice, dude. And then everyone loses their mind, right?
I thought you were going to say, here's a good idea. They retain the powers of being Bill and Ted. So they can just go back and get like William Shakespeare to be a brand ambassador for like Viagra.
That's not bad at all.
They can go back, say, look, Cleopatra, do you want to be the face of Maybelline?
I love the idea of
things called dollars.
Shakespeare's like long lost sonnet is an advert for Blue Chew.
Why are there all these weird like go to / Shakespeare for 20% off? This is like the final line of his last 100 poems. It's so strange. The guys on stage at the Globe just breaking character in the middle of a sentence to be like, this is brought to you by NordVPN.
That's. I think Mr. Beast could write Romeo and Juliet, but could Shakespeare do a Mr. Beast video?
That is the ultimate Mr. Beast video. He exhumes the corpse of William Shakespeare and reanimates it, and he says, right, you've got 1 month to recreate Squid Game, and I've got 1 month to write a play that's going to be staged at the Globe, billed as a long-lost Shakespeare play. I wonder who would get the closest. The thing is, it would be such a culture shock for Shakespeare. If you brought Shakespeare back, first of all, he's got to deal with the fact that he's now alive, 500 years after his death. You've got to explain.
The first 3 weeks would be screaming.
The first 3 weeks would be screaming. I think I would basically skip large chunks of history. Like, I wouldn't say to him, so first came the radio and then television, but now kids are really into YouTube. I'd be like, there is only YouTube.
Fine.
The year is 2023 and it went from plays to YouTube. And now everyone's writing their best plays on YouTube. You know, that's where all the best plays are these days. And I'd get him to, yeah, he could. And then I guess he has to do all the bits to camera. Imagine saying to someone from the year 1500, you're going to give away £1 million to someone if they can stand in a box for the longest period of time. Like, we're going to make them the richest person that's ever existed in all time. Because I don't know, adjusting for inflation from the year 1570 to now, £1 million is unimaginable. William Shakespeare, we're going to take a random member of the public and make them what seems to you the richest man to have ever existed. They just can't take their hands off. Now, this is a car.
Oh, yeah. It's like a chariot. It's like a wagon.
It's like a chariot. They have to leave their hand on it for as long as possible and they'll become the richest man to have ever existed. It's good. And then Mr. Beast just writes, I don't know, Romeo and Juliet 2.
Jeez Louise. What about this one from Beck? Dungarees and dragons.
Dungarees and dragons. Yes.
It's weird. As I said dungarees, I doubted whether that word has ever existed. But that is a word. It's a work attire, right? The jean outfit.
It's work attire. Yeah, that's right. It's I thought you were going to say Dungeness and dragons, which is also very good. You know, a little holiday destination. Dungarees and dragons.
So, Dundee and dragons.
Dundee. It's good stuff, man.
What, right, as I said, it's like working clothes. Working drag, no, not working dragons. What would working dragons do, like heat things? Or, hey, wait, I've got it. What about dragons supporting an uprising? Like the workers are uprising and they need to get their unionizing in this medieval fantasy world.
Yep, nice.
And if they get the support of the dragons, then they can sort of take over.
A very powerful union. If you can get the dragons to back your wage dispute against the barons, you're in a real position of power. So you're saying that kind of the serfs that are out tilling the fields in the medieval period are probably wearing Dickie's workwear and Carhartt. Is that what you're saying? And the knights are in, like, you know, chainmail dungarees. It's a nice idea.
Would a chainmail dungaree? It sounds heavy. That sounds heavy.
Have you ever thought about a dungaree?
What, like wearing one?
I mean, for yourself. Yeah. Not just thought about them as a concept.
Has it ever entered my brain? No, I've never. There's a dungaree on beside me right now, but it's a lady's dungaree for my partner.
Does your little baby friend, your child, wear dungarees?
When he was younger, there was a big dungaree phase, but now it's harder to sort of get him into anything that is even slightly complicated in terms of clothing.
What's he into these days?
He is into yellow clothes with dinosaurs on them or a Mario t-shirt, which I'm obviously also a big fan of.
That's good. That's, I like that.
Yeah.
Has he got a favoured dino?
He knows some of them. Like, he knows T-Rex and I think he knows Stegosaurus, which I'm quite, you know, for a little guy, that's not bad at all. And he says that he believes he is a dinosaur and he's called Stompy.
Oh, come on. That's so sweet.
It's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
Wait, where are we going with this? All right, clothing, Dungeons and Dragons, yeah. Uprising, dragons support it, burn the knights, and then we're done.
Burn the knights down, workers unite. I'm into it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, how about this one from Matt? E Mr. T. Which sounds like... like someone from Yorkshire. E, my God, Mr. T. A reimagining of the classic E.T., but instead of making first contact with a small boy, the alien meets B.A. Baracus and becomes the fifth member of the A-team. In E.T., does he find little E.T. in a shed or something? Or like in the garden? He crash lands?
For my sins, I can't even... I've definitely seen it, but I cannot remember.
Do you know what? Everyone talks about E.T. as this sort of...
Seminal piece.
And I've definitely watched it. I can remember essentially nothing from that film. And I think the only memories I have of that film are because of popular culture.
You know,
like flying with him over the moon. The bit where they fly over the moon.
They fly over the moon. Mr. T, he ain't getting on no plane over the moon.
Yeah, he wouldn't get in the bike.
No, he wouldn't. He'd refuse to. I think there are people in this world, there are people who watch The Simpsons a lot and people who didn't. And if you've watched The Simpsons a lot, you just have a base knowledge of pop culture up to a certain point.
You're 100% right.
So sometimes I'm like, did I see that film or have I just seen The Simpsons reference it enough times that I believe I've watched it?
Do you think that makes you lethal in a, you know, like a general knowledge pub quiz?
Yeah, it's like that Adventure Time meme. Another show that I haven't seen, but I'm aware of, where it says, like, I have an approximate knowledge of many things. I think that's sort of... I have a surface level knowledge of lots of stuff, but deep, ask me any more and I'm floundering.
No, fair enough. So there you go. E.T. phones home. We all know about that. I actually more vividly remember, I think there was an ad campaign around that.
Around E.T. the film?
Much later.
Like for BT or something.
Yeah,
it must be BT.
It must be BT. It's not going to be one-to-one, is it, John? It's not going to be T-Mobile. It won't be Orange.
E.T. Mobile works.
Oh, ET Mobile.
Does work.
That's good. That's very good.
But yeah, he joins. The one thing that I know about the A-Team is they were sort of special corps of the US Army, and then they like left and they just sort of help people out now. Did ET meet them when they were like militarily active, or was it post?
In Area 51.
Ooh, that's what you're true. Saying? Yeah, they broke him out of Area 51.
They break him out of Area 51. That's very good.
He's got like telekinesis as well, right? So that would be very helpful.
Be a Barakas, yeah.
Good stuff. Right, what about this one from Stu? Jack Assassin. Johnny Knoxville is tasked with killing someone and tries to get the gang back together for the biggest and most important stunt to date.
So they're going to kill someone via a stunt?
Yeah.
So that's quite good.
When I saw this one, I like did a little bit of research because I can't off the top of my head remember many Jackass stunts. So I've got a few here. So there's the big trolley, of course.
Yeah, we all know the big trolley.
The big red rocket.
Yeah.
The golf air horn. If you've got a weak heart, that could be a way to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing golf.
Hey, how about this? How about this? A despotic state, perhaps in the Gulf, has a leader who is a huge fan of Jackass.
Okay.
And he says, I will pay the guys 10 million quid to come out and do a live Jackass for me. And the FBI get wind of this and they say, look, this is your chance to assassinate this cruel, cruel leader on behalf of the US government. And we need you to stage a prank that kills the leader of this country.
I think the best, my favorite Jackass stunt, and the one that I think would work best for this, is the high five one where someone says high five and then an enormous hand comes around the corner. So just sort of knocks him off a cliff or something.
And just quite funny to imagine having to get that on a plane. Would it go in the hold? Would it have its own seat? If it had its own seat, the air stewards would be permanently thinking somebody needed assistance down the back of the plane, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd
see a big, big raised hand.
Is that someone in the front row raising their hand, or is that a big hand really far away?
And it would just, like, his finger would probably constantly be on the button as well, just because of the nature of the size of it.
Did you watch the latest Jackass? I've heard that despite everything about that era massively aging terribly, the latest Jackass film is very, very funny.
Yeah, I've heard that. Do you know, I don't think I've ever watched a single minute of Jackass.
Oh, really? Okay.
It never entered my sphere. I know who some of the guys are, but I've never seen one of the movies. I never saw the TV show. Was it a TV show?
Yeah. It started off as a TV show.
It never entered my sphere.
The weird thing is, I wasn't massive, like pain and sick humor isn't my sort of bag generally. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it wasn't, but the thing I did watch a lot of was Viva La Bam, which was like a reality show about Bam Margera and his family. I watched a lot of that.
I remember Viva La Bam. Again, not really my scene, but fair enough. You've got kind of you've got the hat and beard combo of a Viva La Bam fan.
Yeah, that's
you stay true to your roots.
Deep down, hey, I'm a John, skater, mate. Sorry.
Would you like a film idea from me?
Please.
How about this one from me? Delivery Man on Fire. An aging slacker and former sperm donor played by Vince Vaughn discovers that he's the biological father of 533 children and that 142 of them have filed a lawsuit to reveal his identity. Also, he is constantly on fire.
Maybe it's because I know that, like, there's a really interesting podcast series that for my sins I can't remember, but basically with DNA testing, people have found out that they've got like potentially like loads of siblings because of the fact that they're from a sperm bank, and there's like rules where you're only supposed to use the sperm successfully a couple of times or a few times, but obviously back in the 80s they just didn't, because they thought no one's ever going to find out, no one's going to send there's not going to be a thing called the internet and DNA tests, and so a lot of them want to like know the identity of their parents for health purposes, to be like, you know, like what like defects could I potentially have and stuff. Being incredibly flammable, I would say, is a defect.
I'd be saying, how did they let this man who was just on fire walk into a sperm donation clinic and donate his sperm? This man clearly has a problem. He's constantly on fire. So children just keep being born. Oh, it's a horrible thing. What a horrible image. On fire. I have to say, the flames don't harm them. It's kind of a human torch situation.
Fine. Or the mother giving birth, for the record, for some weird reason.
Or the mother giving birth, because it happens after the birth has happened. Obviously, that's all
you know, like
explained
the first
in the
sort
first
of
2
like,
minutes of the film.
The first cry of a baby when they come out. You know, like they try and make him cry. Yes. That's when or the maybe, flames happen.
Maybe the babies don't discover until they can click. Isn't that how the human torch turns on? He clicks and he becomes fire. Maybe that they don't realize until they do their first click.
Well, I'm worried now because my son is two and I'm not sure he's done his first click yet. Yes.
Well, when do you do your first click?
I'm sure for a long time in my life I was clicking wrong.
Yeah. Do you whistle first?
Oh.
Yeah. When are you going to start teaching your child to whistle and click? These feel like pretty important. Forget knowing names of two dinosaurs. Whistling and clicking feels pretty important.
How the hell is he
going
to join the West Side Story gang if he can't click
and
whistle?
Exactly. Exactly. How's he going to get a waiter's attention?
Obnoxiously.
I don't do that for the record. Teach him the word garçon and teach him how to whistle and click.
Have you ever done the sort of one hand is a piece of paper and the other hand is a signature ever to a waiter?
For the bill, yeah, of course. But I think that's okay.
That's not a process you've ever actually done in real life though, is it? No, you're never signing. Unless you're paying by check still.
Yeah, what do you want to do? Hold my hand out, pretend I've got a bank card, and there's a chip that go, excuse me, can you bring the bill and then can I put my card in and then put in four digits and then stand there awkwardly while you wait for a seat and then you might have to hold it up to get some signal and then I'll take that and go, this is shorthand.
Oh, it's been declined. Can you put it in and do the code? Right.
Hang on, let me just put some money over into my Monzo. People will think I'm nuts.
I love the idea of you doing a one-man mime show of a chip and pin machine. And
a waiter just stood there staring at me for 5 minutes. She's like, what is this guy doing?
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Would you like one from me now in return?
Yes, please.
This one is Zack Snyder's latest film, Dumbbell Moon. It's a Zack Snyder film. Yep. They're all going to be ripped anyway. Why don't we just make the film about the fact they're ripped? Maybe it's like a fantasy universe in which sort of that is the currency, is how ripped you can be.
Yeah, good, good. And all of the hierarchy is based on who the strongest man is.
What about like in Pokemon where you've got gyms? But instead of fighting animals, you just go to different gyms
and
towns.
Other people.
You just sort of, I don't even think you fight them. You sort of just flex.
Just lift the heaviest weight.
Yeah. And then you become the mayor. That badge.
That's good. That is quite a good idea. What is this Zack Snyder thing? Netflix have given him endless
millions of pounds to make
a new thing.
Yeah. So it's a two-parter. It's the first one's going to be like Christmas Eve or very close to Christmas. And the second one's going to be like next spring.
Rebel Moon.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be like Seventh Samurai, but in effectively the Star Wars universe, but also Zack Snyder, so it's going to be a bit more gory and slow-mo and ripped than Star Wars. But Anthony Hopkins
plays a character called Jimmy.
Yeah, apparently he took the idea to Star Wars back in the day and they said no. And so then he took it to Netflix and said, this isn't a Star Wars property, but...
Yeah, Rebel Moon sounds like Star Wars, doesn't it?
Oh, and I mean, the film, it simultaneously looks like Star Wars and... maybe like a medieval fantasy. There's something about it that doesn't quite look Star Wars-y. The trailer, look, I'll watch it. Zack Snyder makes films that look good with incredibly ripped people. So
He does. You know that Ed Skrein guy?
Yes.
He was going to be the next big thing. Is that right?
Yeah. So I can't think what he was first in, but he was on an episode of Hardcore Listing, and we've been on an episode of Hardcore Listing, so... Same.
Zack Snyder, if you're still casting. So he's going to be in the new Zack Snyder film. I've just clicked on his Wikipedia and under other names, he's got the Dinner Lady PIMP. What do you think that means?
Well, he does strike me as someone who used to be a rapper.
Right. So that's what it is.
Do you think maybe that's his stage name as a rapper?
Must be.
Like Tom Hardy used to be a rapper as well. There's something about like sort of British sort of gritty actors who sort of fancy themselves as a rapper as well.
Yeah, it's a bit embarrassing, isn't it?
To each their own.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm into it. Let's go watch the Zack Snyder film together, John.
All right.
It's out on Netflix, so you can come over to my house. John, if you had to say your favourite from today's selection, what would you pick?
I think Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is a very good pun.
It's a solid pun, and that's basically all we're dealing with here, isn't it? You know, we've got grand visions of people sending us sort of complicated ideas, but ultimately it's just silly puns all the time.
Just send us a silly pun and we'll chat.
Just send us
minutes.
A silly pun. That's all we want. Anyway, John, I need to go because there are 300 babies on fire coming into my room. Well done, John.
Well done, Joe.
That was good stuff, actually.
I've got a story to tell you that's relevant to... Remember earlier, you probably don't because we forget everything immediately. Remember when we were talking about Mr. Beast versus Shakespeare?
Yes.
As that'll probably be the title of the episode, Mr. Beast versus Shakespeare. let's not be silly.
Let's milk that for engagement. We're going to get some hits. Make sure those are the clips for social. Make sure everything mentions Mr. Beast all the time.
Or should I go really clickbaity and call it like Shakespeare was no Mr. Beast?
Shakespeare was no Mr. That's well, good. Shakespeare That's really
good. No, Mr. Beast destroys Shakespeare. What should I call it? Yeah, Mr. Beast destroys Shakespeare. Right. So me and my partner, we went to Stevenage yesterday. And as we were exiting the car, putting our son in a pram, a pair of youths came over to us with a single penny and a camera. And they said, we're doing a trade up challenge for YouTube. So can you give us something in exchange for this penny?
No way.
And we're going to try and trade it up and up, right? So I thought, this is a bit of fun. They're just like kids on their bank holiday, sort of trying to make YouTube. And so we gave them a packet of animal biscuits because that's all we had that was sort of like packaged and safe for a penny, which I'd say is a bargain. They've done all right off us, right? So then we go on our merry ways. We go into town. We're having a nice time. And then out of the corner of our eyes, I see two completely different children come over to us and say, "Hi, we're doing a video for YouTube where we're trying to trade up from a penny. Have you got anything that you buy for us for a penny?
Is this a scam?
That's what I'm wondering. Or is everyone just doing
a scam?
You can't walk through town anymore without kids trying to YouTube you.
That is such a good scam. So there's like a gang of kids out there that have gone out with like 100 pennies.
Because they got a pack of, I would say, you know, they could be worth 30-35p, those animal biscuits.
Yeah.
For one penny.
That's pretty good. I'm into that. We should try it.
Yeah, maybe. But for the second one, we just went, we've literally just done this. And they went, sorry. I think if they'd come up to us, with a different object and be like, look, we've got our way up to a pair of sunglasses. Is there anything you'd talk for that? But they did. It was still a penny. It was a different group.
Would you have given them your car? What do you think would have happened if you said, take my car and just handed over the keys?
What, for a penny?
Yeah.
If you were Mr. Beast rich, would you do something like that just for the lols?
I would, yeah, definitely.
So yeah, there you go. That's my the world is turning into a YouTube video.
Stevenage sounds like a crazy place. It's a real hotbed of content. Who knew? Maybe we should start recording the pod in Stevenage. that's what we've been missing. Okay, next Dream Factory live show in Stevenage confirmed. John, thanks so much for coming and doing the podcast. Listener, thanks so much for coming and listening to the podcast. We'll be here at the same time next week.
Bye. Well done, Joe.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.